best of the best. Workers from sweatshops, they were mostly cloak makers, over 100 years ago on New York's Lower East Side. From the start, community choruses have been an important part of all workman circle groups. A Bessere Welt, which means a better world, is an 85-member, multi-generational chorus which performs Yiddish folk music. So we're not all here today. There are about 50 of us here today. Our members range in age from 10 to 85. If the truth be known, we do not all speak Yiddish. But most of us have grown up in an environment with a Yiddish tongue, a Yiddish flavor. And we are committed, as is the Workman's Circle, to keeping Yiddish culture alive as we sing songs that came out of the shtetlach, the camps, the ghettos, the sweatshops, and union meetings. Songs that speak of freedom, justice, and building a better world. We'll start our program today with songs about the American Jewish immigrant story. We hope you enjoy it. Sleep, my precious child. Your father is in America. He will send money to bring us there. Until that wonderful letter comes, sleep. In these Yiddish songs we sing,
I think it just...
Check, check.
Okay, let's try this again. Okay, can you all hear me? Yes, okay. In these Yiddish songs we sing, I smell my Baba's kitchen, the freshly scrubbed linoleum covered with newspaper for Shabbos, the chicken boiling in the pot, the familiar tastes of tzimis, knela, shmal, spread on challah, with dark ringlets of fried onions. I hear the wisecracking jokes, the tender lullabies, the sound of my Zaidi davening every morning at sunrise, those crowded Williamsburg streets, the factories with their clatter of sewing machines and the cries of workers on strike. I see the faded family portraits, the bushy beards, stiff smiles, starched dresses, big-bosomed women sitting straight and serious, filled with anxious hope and difficult lives.
The rent! My God, we have to pay the rent!
Dear Geld, un oi oi oi, dear Geld, un Bonschen moi.
Thank you.
decades, Yiddish theater was a major cultural institution in the lives of that immigrant generation and a major contributor to American popular culture. Molly Pekan, sweetheart of the Yiddish theater, popularized the song Abigazint, a little sun, a little rain, a place to rest your head. So long as you're healthy, you can be happy.
We're all noticing. We had a little sun and a little rain and a little snow. Songs of social justice, and we'd like to invite you to sing with us. We'll sing it through once. It's a very simple song. It has really one word in three different languages: peace, salam, shalom. And here's your part.
Peace, salam, shalom.
Try that.
Peace, shalom, shalom.
don't hear my grandparents chattering in their native language. They were all gone by the time I was born. I don't hear the spice of Yiddish words my parents mixed in with their perfect English. They never spoke a word of Yiddish in their comfortable suburban home. I don't hear the aching, yearning lullabies that rocked me to sleep. No one sang them to me. No one sang them to me. When I hear these songs, I hear a rumble of what it means to be Jewish stir deep and clear inside me. Me, the high school senior demanding free speech. The young idealist planting organic gardens on abandoned city lots. The college graduate walking the picket line with striking janitors. The defender of equal rights and civil rights, anti-war, anti-hate. Me, the mommy, singing my feisty little girls to sleep with Yiddish lullabies and a protest song or two.
Thank you. we draw in... Hello?
You know what? I think we need to just shout. I think that the batteries are out. No, it is on. Oh.
Hello?
It wasn't.
We draw inspiration from the music and from the children who are carrying on our traditions. This song, Jugendhymn, the youth anthem, was written by a Vilna poet and partisan, Shmerka Kazaginski, for the youth movement in the Vilna ghetto. It reminds us that all are young who choose to be.
Jugend geht vor uns, Jugend geht vor uns,
Jugend geht vor uns,
Jugend geht vor uns,
Jugend geht vor uns, Jugend geht vor uns, Jugend geht vor uns, Jugend geht vor uns,
to stay and schmooze and answer any questions that you might have. But before we do that, let's have you sing with us. I think this next song will be familiar to many of you who grew up with Yiddish. It says, "We are all brothers, alle Brüder." And of course, we have added, "Alle Schwester," we are all sisters. We stick by each other no matter what. And here's your part.
Und wir singen Freude, Liebe.
great need. Mm-hmm. We never have a gesagt.
Yes, that this all Yiddish.
You saw these singers, I am.
Okay, these wonderful singers.
Was getting a great Yiddish.
Which who cannot speak Yiddish.
He dares to say the Yiddish leader.
How did they know? Okay.
Yeah.
So for a lot of us, for our parents, Yiddish was the secret language. So they spoke it so we shouldn't understand. So when Edna finally went to the Volksschule and learned Yiddish, her parents couldn't speak Yiddish anymore because she could understand. So our Yiddishkeit comes from our heritage and our love of the culture, and even if we don't speak Yiddish, we feel the connection to the Yiddishkeit, to the Yiddish culture. And by singing these songs, we learn a little Yiddish.
And we read Yiddish. We're like opera singers.
It's possible. You can learn Yiddish.
We are living proof that we can sing in Yiddish without knowing. Yes, singing and speaking Yiddish are two different things. But you start with singing, and maybe the speaking comes out of it.
I hope.
Yes. So, yes.
Any other questions? Well, I think the refreshments are being poured. So maybe what we can do is, yes. We have 85 singers usually. There are about 55, I think, here today. We're a community chorus, so there's no auditions. We welcome anyone who wants to sing with us, and then for each performance that we do, not everybody can make it, but we're able to come together and do these kinds of... No, name. I don't.
There's a question.
I speak a little, but not much. Oh, yes.
That language is considered Eastern Europe and some Western Europe language.
Uh-huh. The Yiddish.
Yeah.
Yes.
How many people in this room speak Yiddish?
or spoke Yiddish.
For you. Yeah?
Yes.
We're
We're landslide. My father came from Grodzisk, Poland, and the town next door was Żyrardów.
What's his name? Thank
you very much. So here I need a concert, I need a war between so many nice people where I live a short time. Thank you very much. Give me the occasion to hear a Yiddish word between so many nice people that I know from the world.
Thank you. This is Moshe Bauman. You can read him in the Algemeine Journal and in the Forbes.
Any other questions? This is fun. Yes?
I hope you'll come to sing your life. My mother's there on the left.
In Rosendale?
Yes.
I'm sure we've sung there a number of times, and I'm sure we will again. Other questions or comments or favorite songs? The question is, how often do we rehearse? We rehearse 2 or 3 times a month. And for those, how many of you are musical in some way? So you'll appreciate this. Many of us do not read music, so we learn by ear. We learn both the language by ear and also the music by ear. And we rehearse not too far from here down Beacon Street, sometimes at the Workman's Circle and sometimes at another facility. And we perform all over the greater Boston area, not only in Jewish settings, but we also go out into the community and bring the language from our immigrant history into other communities that have a different immigrant history. And it's a very lovely way to make connections and to understand our common interests and our common hopes for the future.
Have you made any recordings?
We have.
Did I have any recordings?
Actually up for a Grammy. Watch the Grammys tonight. Maybe next year.
Yes. Right now, I might have a few with me, but maybe what we can do is for anyone who's interested, we can have a sign-in sheet because Vicki is here a lot, and maybe you could bring some. But yes, we made a live recording from almost 2 years ago at the Jewish Theater of New England, and a lot of the songs that you heard tonight are on that recording.
Tell them what the theme is.
A Besed Avel, a Better World.
My grandmother's name.
My grandmother's name.
Yeah.
Maybe we should tell them that we've been singing together for 10 years, and actually we're going to have a big 10th anniversary concert, probably in the fall. I think that we should get together a bus from here, and so you can all come. What?
Where will this?
We don't know yet. To be announced. But keep your ears.
Another song.
Oh, yeah.
I think we should just do it. That's your kid.
That's a question. Linda, there's a question. We can do it.
First, do we have a piano or a backup? Or just somebody in the piano?
Well, we rehearsed. We have a piano or musical accompaniment. We have Lisa. We sing mostly a cappella. I mean, we had our Bob Volansbe do our accompaniment today. But most often we sing just our voices.
It was a joy for us to hear you. But it was also joyful to watch you.
Uh-huh.
Obviously, you enjoy doing this as much as we do, hearing it. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, maybe with that, we'll do one more song. I think we should do Yiddish.
The one we know the least.
Maybe you should do it without your music. But you know what?
Oh. side, you know, the Yiddish were a little bit like that.
Oh, well, it was such a pleasure to sing to you. I loved looking out in the audience and seeing all of your faces just like beaming, and it was so